Welcome to my new moon astrology update and reflections for the super new moon and solar eclipse on the 8th of April 2024. For those of you that are new here, I'm Becky Bliss. I am inspired by and practice sidereal or Vedic astrology, which is more or less aligned to astronomy and the actual star positions. This method of calculation accounts for the Earth's wobble, for the precession of the equinoxes, and shares the same roots as yoga, a gift from ancient India. I'm recording this pretty close to the time of the eclipses. I'm so sorry for the lateness. I have been away. There has been a lot going on, actually, and I've been talking to a few people, and I've been watching a few YouTube videos and flicking through some social media bits and pieces, and wow, it's a bit like the Wild West out there. I think we can become so caught up in our own beliefs that what was meant to be freeing becomes more like a cage. For anyone thinking that eclipses are all doom and gloom, just a reminder that in history, eclipses have also brought with them peace. The eclipse of Thales, which occurred in May 585 BC, halted a war in present-day Turkey, which led to a truce. What will it take, really, for humanity to soak in the divine signs reminding us of our interconnectedness, not only to the entire cosmos, but to our fellow humans on Earth? There are some very potent wavy, watery feminine forces at play this 8th of April. Who knows what will happen truly? What is interesting is how so many people are bringing their awareness towards natural forces and phenomena because of this up and coming eclipse. Sometimes things never really change. There are urban myths and legends circulating like wildfires. If it's not on your radar, the path of totality of the up-and-coming eclipse will sweep across most of America. If you're located in the UK or in Ireland, especially if you are along the West Coast, there is a tiny chance that you will get to witness a partial solar eclipse just minutes before sunset, after 10 to 8 on the 8th of April. I believe it will be a few minutes to midnight, Cinderella hour, in India, just as the eclipse reaches totality over America. So the eclipse won't be seen in India. And then it will be the 9th of the month, the 9th of April. And this date also coincides with the start of the Hindu New Year and coincides with Navratri, the nine nights of the goddess. This festival is observed four times a year, two of which are more inward and secret, and then the other two are celebrated around springtime, just before or just after the equinox, and again around the harvest time. This time is devoted to the creative divine Shakti, the supporter of the universe, the great goddess power. Prayers, offerings, and mantras are performed to invoke the blessings and protection of the goddess in all her forms and guises. The creative power of the energy of the goddess is a force to be reckoned with. A raw power that can break through all of the restrictions and cages we build around ourselves. Eclipses are harbingers of change. It's undeniable that we are in slippery times, and both natural and man-made forces are tipping us into precarious situations. I'll jump right in and refer to a chart that I have generated for the time of the new moon. We have a stellium, a multiple group of grahas, of planetary bodies, all lined up in sidereal Pisces. And yes, I recognize that the sun has moved into the tropical sign of Aries. However, this is sidereal astrology. This is also aligned pretty much with astronomy. Because of precession, the sun is in fact still in the constellation Pisces. If you point an astronomy app up at the skies, you can witness this with your own eyes. So this super new moon and eclipse in sidereal Pisces is to do with endings, life cycles and crossings, dreams, ideals, and higher heavenly spaces. The sign of Pisces is ruled by Brihaspati, the guru. Protective, expansive, all-encompassing. Pisces is a very feminine, concerned, and protective. Pisces can be thought of as a stream of consciousness connecting the heavens and the earth. Outer planet Neptune, or Varuna in Sanskrit. Traditionally, outer planets are not considered in Jyotish. However, I feel it's definitely worthwhile mentioning Neptune's position. Neptune, or Varuna, deity of the oceans above and oceans below, is seated in the lowest degree of sidereal Pisces at 3 degrees 59 arc minutes of Pisces at the time of the new moon. Varuna in Pisces has dreams of oceanic proportions. This position is of psychic, extrasensory realms. The higher vibrations of this planet are harmonious, cooperative. This is a placement that is concerned with planetary preservation. Varuna in Mina, or Neptune in Pisces, is inspired and intuitive. This is a planet of the sacred and the selfless, of peace and divine, heavenly love. Its darker side can bring up doubt, scandal, dishonesty, and deception when warped by shadow grahas such as Rahu, the north, the naughty north node of the moon. We can spiral into collective delusion. As above, so below, this planet can be associated with natural and man-made disasters, earthquakes, scandal, kidnappings, mass psychosis, as though half of the human population has been cast under some sort of illusionary spell. We are gifted with choice. Are you choosing the frequency of fear or being enriched in love? This planet, this outer planet Neptune, can also link to financial markets, to minerals, to foreign lands. This is an energy that wants to escape to faraway places, to outer space, to an augmented reality. Varuna in Pisces, in the same sign of this super new moon solar eclipse, brings up lots of water. Water is flow. This is a time of transition, of movement. What moves you? Are you desensitized, stagnant, unmoving? Or are you moved to tears, or moved by tears, oceans and oceans of tears? Neptune, significator of both divinity and scandal, Which vibration are you tuning into? These oceans can be nourishing, refreshing, cleansing. Neptune in Pisces has an air of sacredness. This is a position of faith, feelings, and secrets. Venus of love and passion combined with the watery forces of Varuna of Neptune is exalted in Pisces. Combined, this is the energy of a cosmic womb. This is compassion. This is sustenance. This is a place of safety, nourishment, and growth before the waters break. The head of the sky dragon, the north node of the moon in this placement, indicates growth out of the shadows. This energy is erratic, eccentric, and unfamiliar. Stay grounded around this time. Stay inside, go inward. Find your own center, your solar center. This is your sanctuary, your place to recharge. Something out of the ordinary is about to be birthed. Are you ready for some inner space exploration? It is said that mantra chanting around the time of an eclipse is 1,000 times more potent. Be careful with your words. Your incantations have more power than you could dream of. Spiritual practices of any sort will also be divinely distilled and double measured. Be mindful of what it is you're wishing for. Rahu in Pisces indicates spiritual growth. How can this energy be converted into the tangible and manifested into the fabric of reality? The moon's position in Pisces has sizable feelings that might feel overwhelming. The moon is in tune with the unseen at the time of this solar eclipse. She feels deep undercurrents. She knows there is more than what we see on the surface. It's a delicate, sensitive time on so many levels. The planetary placements all aligned in Pisces are really putting an emphasis on ideals and vision. Rahu, however, the north node of the moon, is a rebel, and her presence can skew and rarefy all the other planets. She creates confusion, casting distorted illusions and warped perceptions. Rumors and whispers are spreading across the networks. Are you centered or distracted? The sun can represent our inner life, and the presence of the moon, who normally goes unseen at the time of a new moon, is bringing hidden things up to the light. Unafraid of being burned, she kisses the face of her counterpart, the sun. The placement of this super new moon solar eclipse is to do with aid and supporting others. How are we nurturing ourselves and each other emotionally? How do we respond on a practical level when the waters of life are turbulent, when things are not plain sailing? This super new moon and solar eclipse is happening at a time of really heightened solar activity, and it's now scientific fact that there is indeed a synchronization and a coupling of the human nervous system and geomagnetic activity. This is a dynamic shake-up, a cosmic wake-up call. This solar eclipse, super new moon alongside Venus and outer planet Neptune in Pisces, is calling us to dive deep and invoke that divine protective goddess energy. She is like a divine ocean that will cocoon the world in a bubble of safety and security as we journey together across our little portion of the universe. So the lunar mansion of this new moon solar eclipse is Revati, which is the final nakshatra before a new cycle starts over. So this nakshatra is positioned 16 degrees and 40 arc minutes through to 30 degrees of sidereal Pisces, or Mina in Sanskrit. If you're more familiar with the tropical zodiac, then you will find the position of this nakshatra at 12 degrees, 40 arc minutes of Aries through to 26 degrees of Aries. So regardless of system, we are still looking at exactly the same portion of the heavens. Revati can mean the wealthy, and I feel this eclipse marks a shake-up with regards to not only how wealth is distributed, but also what wealth really means. Currency means nothing if there is no access to clean water, for example. In a world that is intent on selling lack, this nakshatra is a reminder that there is plenty. Mother Earth is the perfect provider. Eclipses bring the dirt up to the surface, but it's up to us to take off the tinted glasses and to see things in their true light once the eclipse passes. Interestingly, the planetary ruler of Revati is Mercury, who a couple of weeks ago I mentioned was passing over the final few degrees of sidereal Pisces and into sidereal Aries. Mercury turned retrograde on the 1st of April, and at the time of the new moon eclipse is reversing back out of the final few degrees of Aries in Gandanta. There has been an undeniable special emphasis on Mercury these past weeks, and with the planetary ruler of this new moon and solar eclipses nakshatra being Mercury as well, it has had me thinking a lot about the Joker, as in the Joker in a pack of cards, which I think carries quite similar energies to the planet Mercury, particularly at the time of the eclipse with Rahu involved. The Joker card is depicted as a court jester or a harlequin, and can also be associated with the archetype of the fool. This energy is unpredictable, tumultuous, intelligent, and witty. This is a time that calls for genius thinking as we encounter surprising changes in fortune. We are being reminded to keep our wits about us. Anything can happen. The court jester traditionally would be a messenger to the king, delivering communications, sometimes that were not so easy to hear, softening the blow often with wit and humour. The astrology, I believe, is nudging humanity to be mindful of the implications of its own actions. We are collectively being alerted to see the potential danger of our position, the position that we've created for ourselves with bells and whistles on top. Sometimes things get so serious we fail to see the absurdity of it all, losing ourselves to the spoof of our own creations. Will we ever look back and see the hilarity of it all? The super new moon eclipse enthroned in Pisces in the arms of Revati Nakshatra will fall into the third portion or pada of Revati. So each of the nakshatras are further divided into four parts. So in total, there are 108 smaller divisions spanning the skies that the moon and actually all of the planets at some time or another will pass through. So pada 3 of Revati is Saturn ruled. The moon here is very concerned with the welfare of others. This position is certainly to do with being in service to others, altruism, and acts of kindness and charity.
In fact, if we look back at the chart for this April new moon,
we can see that Saturn and Mars are very close at the moment. Mars at 18 degrees 51, Saturn at 20 degrees 15. This conjunction started mid-March and will last through to the 22nd of April. Mars, Saturn energy brings up challenges and big changes. The two together can be quite dangerous, aggressive, and oppositional, although the friction created by these planets can stimulate qualities such as courageousness, stamina, endurance, direction, and focus. Comet Pons Brooks has been making its way towards the inner solar system for a while now. And finally, it's now just about naked eye visible. Because of its unusual shape, it's been nicknamed the Horned Comet. So apparently this is a Halley's Comet type of a comet with an orbit of about 71 years. It's also being called the Mother of Dragons Comet and is transiting from our earthly point of view over sidereal Aries in the very year of the dragon and at the time of the new moon solar eclipse and the first lunation after the equinox and at the start of the Hindu New Year and at the beginning of the celebrations of the Nine Nights of the Goddess. I think this has to be indicative of a legendary new journey of groundbreaking exploration, a mission towards personal peace, abundance, and light. What if we could foster the energy of the dragon to burn through the impossible? The energy of the dragon is mystical, exploratory, and wants you to find your passion and harness your own magic. We have been gifted free will, and what happens next is in part to do with what we decide next. Are you ready to cross that bridge? The iconography of Revati Nakshatra is sometimes thought of as the drum. The drum can be seen as a link between the heavens and the earth that supports us. The beat of the drum is earthy and sacred. Its beat grounded, its reverberations out of body, activating primal urges from deep inside. Another symbol behind Revati is that of two fish swimming in opposite directions. The reality of life here on Earth is dualistic in nature. The fish, a divine icon, symbol of life and luck. The fish relies on the waters, emblem of rebirth, health, change, and feelings. The fish is feminine, emotional, and can signify the psychic and the connection to the realms of the unconscious. In fact, the energy behind planet Mercury too acts as a bridge or a go-between that connects one world to the next. Can you break the net of illusion that has been cast over you? Or are you too caught up in everything? This new moon solar eclipse is an invitation to acknowledge and process whatever comes up. Allow whatever emerges to surface and then set it free. Let's change channel as we ebb and flow on life's journey. Regardless of place, time, belief, or culture, there is an underlying thread and a universal spirit rushing through us all. All of us are connected by the very blood coursing our veins like rivers, by our very humanity, by our own mortality and divinity all at once. Same essence,
different legends. The high spiritual frequency of Revati and this super new moon and eclipse is empowering us. The Shakti, the power of Revati, is nourishing and protective. The perfect environment for growth. The ancient deity behind Revati is Pushan. Pushan is the protector of travelers and guide and nourisher of the animals and the livestock. This nakshatra also rules over the missing and advises and oversees those who have lost their way. Life gets confusing. However, trust that you can find your own compass within. This energy can also assist departed and lost ancestors, as well as retrieving things that are lost. This super new moon eclipse is a potent time for endings and new beginnings. Deep introspection around the time of the eclipse may be the bridge to realms yet to be explored, and even the unveiling of your own hidden brilliance just waiting to be birthed. Thanks for listening, and a special thank you to those of you who have been regularly listening to my cosmic updates for the new and full moons. If you would like to download a free copy of your sidereal birth chart, then you can do this via my website. Please subscribe if you haven't yet done so, and show your love with a thumbs up. I will be back soon for a full moon update. Happy Chaitra Navratri. Wishing you health, hope, and happiness on this journey we call life. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.